Hey friends, welcome back to the Storyverse. Yes, that's right. In case you haven't been listening lately, I have decided to announce that all of my stories, all of the stories from Dad's Bedtime Stories, actually take place in the same multiverse. So there's different versions of you, you know, like one version where you have a magic spaceship, one where you have some sort of really advanced computer, one where you find a magic sword, that sort of thing. So if you have any ideas for the Storyverse, you can write to me at dad.bedtimestories@gmail.com, fill out the Google form, or, best of all, leave me a message on SpeakPipe, and then I can include your voice, making your own suggestion. Before we reveal our story for tonight, I just want to send a big shout out to my newest Patreon sponsor, Krista H. Altogether, we're now up to $35 per month of Patreon sponsorships. You know, it's a good place to start. I really appreciate every dollar of that because it goes to funding the podcast. And I'd also like to announce that somebody out there actually bought Quantum Episode 2. I don't know if you're aware of this, but you're the first person who bought that on Patreon. I think some of the Patreon members have listened to it as well, but thank you very much. That's awesome. And anybody else who wants that, it's available on Patreon. Now, we're going to have to get into the story. So I got to be honest, I wasn't really prepared to do a story yet tonight. I haven't thought about it in advance, so it's kind of going to be one of those ones that I make up as I go along. I started with three suggestions, that's right, three suggestions from the Bedtime Stories Ideas form. First off, we have Smith, who's 9 years old, from British Columbia, and lives somewhere in a small mountain town. Smith wrote in and asked for a Timbit planet with a donut ring, and the sprinkles are alive and good guys. Normally I try to keep brand names out of things, but I actually stop at Tim Hortons every morning, so I'm just going to give them this free advertisement, and hopefully they don't sue me. Tim Hortons is a donut chain, donut coffee and that sort of stuff. It's very big in Canada. Next up, we had an idea from Amon in Waterloo, Ontario, who says he wants a donut planet. That seems related. And then I picked one that isn't really related at all, but for some reason, just because I read it, it I think ended up making its way onto the storyboard for me tonight. We have one from Amy O from St. Louis, Missouri, Earth, who I believe has written in before. And part of Amy's idea, because to be honest, it's really just this part that I got. She wanted Rex to change his mind and attack you with the biggest battle ever. And don't worry, it'll be a really relaxing battle, parents. It's fine. It's fine. Kids will fall asleep to it. Don't even worry about it. So kids, just close your eyes, get as comfy as you can in those beds, and imagine yourself doing what the kid in the story does. Imagine yourself waking up on spaceship. As you sit up and look around, you realize that you've fallen asleep on the couch of the ship. The outside of the ship looks blue instead of black like it normally does. You walk towards one of the windows on the side, and you look out. You see that you're actually flying directly above a planet of some kind. A green and blue planet with puffy white clouds. Where are we, spaceship? We are on Earth, spaceship explains. Oh, where on Earth, you ask? We are in Canada, spaceship says. Specifically, we are in a mountainous region of British Columbia. Oh, neat. What are we doing here, you ask? I saw a new advertisement for a new type of Timbits, spaceship says. Oh, I love Timbits, you respond. Now, if you don't know what a Timbit is, It's basically a little tiny circular donut. Sometimes they're called donut holes, but that's not what anyone in Canada ever calls them. Where are these new Timbits? Come with me, Spaceship responds. Spaceship flies you down towards the ground, where you see a small town. One of the buildings at the center of that town is one with large letters that read, Tim Hortons. A famous Canadian restaurant chain that I believe was started by a hockey player or something like that. As you get closer to the ground, Spaceship begins to transform around you. It starts by glowing a bright yellow color, and then its shape begins to shift until you find yourself in a large SUV. You are sitting in the passenger seat, and beside you appears a perfect hologram of, well, a very basic-looking middle-aged man with a bald head and a beard. Someone who could easily pass as your dad. Don't worry, Spaceship says. I will do the ordering. I have programmed myself with a special Canadian algorithm. Okay, you say. Soon, Spaceship, driving the large SUV, pulls up to the area where you order things. A voice comes on over the speaker.
Oh, hey there, welcome to Tim Hortons. How can I brighten your day? The voice says.
I would like to order 100 Timbits.
Eh? Spaceship says.
Oh, sorry about this. Guess you guys haven't been reading the news, huh? Just earlier today, all us Tim Hortons chains got robbed. These giant T-Rex robots came down from the sky. They were just flying in the air there. Well, anyways, these robots come down, they walk into the Tim Hortons, and they demand every single Timbit we got. But not only that, they seem to have hit every part of the supply chain. The place where they cook the Timbits, the place where they, you know, bake the Timbits, and, well, all the stores where they serve the Timbits. So anyways, no, we don't got no Timbits. Sorry.
I understand, Spaceship says. Spaceship just drives forward through the Tim Hortons drive-thru and back out into the parking lot.
I am highly disappointed, Spaceship says.
Can you even eat Timbits, you ask? I don't really understand why you're disappointed.
Anyways, this sounds like Rex, you say.
Yes, should we call him?
Oh, yeah, put him up on the intercom here.
Spaceship displays a huge picture of Rex on the front windshield.
Hey, Rex, did you take all the Timbits from all of Canada by any chance?
Oh, yeah, I kinda did do that, Rex says.
I thought we had a truce, you respond.
We do have a truce, but Timbits are delicious, Rex says as he pops several Timbits into his mouth. Plus, it's too late. We've already eaten all of them. Anyways, I gotta go.
Rex hangs up on you.
Oh, well, if we can't get Timbits from here, then we have to go somewhere we can get them.
Spaceship, have you by any chance found any donut or, you know, Timbit planets when you were searching the universe?
Scanning records, Spaceship says.
Yes, I have found several donut-related planets. I believe this one is our best bet.
Spaceship displays a picture of a very strange-looking planet. A planet that itself kind of looks like a giant Timbit.
surrounded by a full-size donut like one of the rings of Jupiter. Even in the picture alone, the place looks absolutely delicious. Spaceship, set a course for that planet immediately, you order. Understood, Spaceship responds. Spaceship flies up in the air and slowly transforms itself back into the shape and size of the normal ship. You find yourself sitting in one of the control seats as the ship expands around you, recreating the living room, kitchen, the play area, and pretty much everything else. Spaceship flies up through the atmosphere, out into space, and then jumps to super hyperdrive once again. Before long, you come to a stop over top of the donut planet. You take a hold of the controls and you manually fly the ship over top of the beautiful donut ring. A ring that looks like it's made of a bunch of different flavors of donut, since it changes color as it goes around. You pass through the ring and fly down towards the surface. As you get closer, you see donuts in every corner of the planet. Huge donuts sticking up out of the ground that almost look like mountains or hills. You see trees that are, well, growing a whole bunch of little circular donuts, and trees that are growing a whole bunch of little round donuts, or Timbits, something like them anyways. You see lakes and rivers that are entirely full of donuts and Timbits, only instead of floating in water, they're floating in some sort of chocolate. Throughout the entire planet, there are sprinkles almost everywhere. Sprinkles of all different shapes, sizes, and colors. It makes for a really cool background. You find a lake that looks like it's full of particularly delicious Timbits, and you land beside it. As you open up the back hatch, the smell of freshly baked cake fills the air. As you walk down the back hatch towards the planet, you notice the sprinkles starting to move. At first you think your eyes might be deceiving you, but then they really start to move. They start to move together and form themselves into some sort of sprinkle person? A sprinkle person that looks almost exactly like you, if you were made entirely out of sprinkles, that is. "Well, hi there," the sprinkle person says. "Welcome to my planet. I don't get visitors very often. Thanks for coming." Nice to meet you, sprinkle person. So, sprinkles are the main life form on this planet?" you ask. "Oh yeah, we sure are. And don't worry, we're not evil or anything. We're totally good guys," the sprinkle person says as it stares directly at you. I didn't think you were bad guys, but now I'm kind of questioning it. Either way, we just came here to get some of the Timbits. Do you mind if we, you know, eat some or take a few 100,000 or like a million of them back to our planet?" "Oh yeah, that'd be totally cool. We love it when people eat donuts. Here, try this one." The sprinkle person reaches down, grabs a Timbit off of the ground, and hands it towards you. Spaceship, do you mind scanning this donut?" "Understood. Scan complete. The donut is perfectly safe to eat. No bacteria or foreign matter discovered." You take the donut and you place it in your mouth. As you chew down, an absolutely delightful flavor fills your mouth. you find that you have a little smile on your face. This thing tastes so good. Wow. We have to get these back to Earth immediately. With this lake, we could restock all of Canada.
That is an excellent idea. Shall I start collection? Spaceship says.
Yes. Start the collection.
And just as you say that, you hear a very familiar noise, and then you feel a familiar rumble, the rumble of an entire army worth of Rex's ships. As you look up, you see exactly what you're expecting to see. An army of ships that are slightly shaped like the head of a T-Rex float down from the sky. And then a loud voice is projected from them.
Hey there, it's me, your old buddy Rex. Now, I can't let you go taking all of the donuts. We may have a deal, but, well, I think this is worth breaking it, so watch out and enjoy the battle, Rex says.
Oh, man, you respond. Looking up at the number of ships above you, you realize that this is the kind of battle where you're gonna have to use every single thing at your disposal.
Spaceship, send me Changer and my staff.
Understood, Spaceship responds. Suddenly, your staff, well, your magic staff, that is, flies out of the spaceship into your hand, and Changer walks down off of the back platform.
Changer, you're gonna need to change into something really, really big, you order.
Changer looks over at the lake, and then it stretches its whole body into a much larger dog. The dog begins eating the lake of Timbits bit by bit by bit, and with each bite, the dog gets bigger and bigger and bigger. When the thing's the size of about 3 or 4 spaceships, Changer begins to transform into a huge Tyrannosaurus Rex. And I mean, we are talking huge.
Spaceship, you transform into the giant robot mode, you order.
Understood. Spaceship begins to glow, and then it grows and grows and grows until it's the size and shape of a huge robot with a shield and a sword. Then, you remember the 3 magic cards you hold inside you. You focus inward on the icy core, the fiery core, and the tickly electrical core. And you project the 3 cards out in front of you. As you tell the cards to activate, your lightning gremlin, fire gremlin, and ice gremlin all come to life, ready to battle. As for you, you hold the magic staff in your hands, and you anchor with your breath. Just focusing on your breath as it goes in and out, which is one of the best ways to gain focus. And as you breathe deeply, you reach for the emotions inside you, the emotions of happiness, the emotions of relaxation, but also that feeling you get when you just feel kind of unstoppable. You feel the power of magic course through your body, your arms and legs, and out into the staff. As you open your eyes, surrounded by magic, protected by a giant robot that used to be Spaceship, a gigantic T-Rex that, well, is Changer, and 3 very powerful cards or gremlins. Rex begins to attack. The ships fly down from the sky, shooting lasers at the robot and Changer and the gremlins. Luckily, your group of powerful friends is not to be easily messed with. Changer springs to action, breaking different ships with his huge tail and biting others in half with his powerful jaws. Spaceship leaps and jumps through the air, cutting ships in half with ease and blocking other attacks with his giant shield. The lightning gremlins also go to town with some pretty crazy powerful attacks. Giant shocks of electricity, huge plumes of ice and fire. It's one of the biggest battles you've ever seen. You feel the need to help out in the battle either way. So as you focus on your magic, it begins to shoot out in all different directions around you. It connects itself with quite a few of the ships. And as it does, you reach out to the ships with your mind. You become one with the ships. And then you imagine the ships transforming into donuts. And as you do, the very matter of the ships begins to shift. Since the ships are only robots, they don't have anyone on board to stop you. Soon, one by one, the ships that you've connected to start to kind of transform themselves into a whole bunch of little donuts and Timbits. Bit by bit, they fall out of the sky and roll into the lake of Timbits that already exists. It's not long before only one ship remains. Rex's ship, the mothership. You hear Rex's voice being loudly projected out into the environment once again.
"Oh, fine, keep the donuts," Rex says, before flying up out of the atmosphere and back out into space.
After collecting the gremlins again and watching Changer and Spaceship transform back to their normal forms, you climb aboard the ship once again. Spaceship flies up into the air. Then, a section of the ship behind you begins to glow, and it grows and grows and grows into some sort of giant storage facility. You hover up above the Lake of Timbits, and Spaceship drops a huge tube down into the lake. Very quickly, you begin sucking up as many Timbits as you possibly can. When the entire ship is full, you retract the little tube, and you and Spaceship head back to space and back to Earth. The trip to Earth doesn't take too long. You decide that before you head home and eat some donuts, you may as well make a special delivery to each of the stores that were robbed. One by one, you fly above each Tim Hortons location, and one by one, a team of robots delivers a whole bunch of Timbits to restock that location. You repeat this process again and again until every Tim Hortons that's been robbed has had all of their donuts given back, or at least replaced with strange alien donuts that should be fine to eat. When you're completely finished, Spaceship heads back up into space and enters a nice little Earth orbit. You sit down on the couch of Spaceship, and you see one of Spaceship's robots flying out towards you, carrying a large box. The robot drops the box on the coffee table in front of you. You open it up, and as you look inside, you see a whole bunch of Timbits. Timbits of every shape, every size, every color, and every topping. bit by bit, you begin eating some of the timbits. Until it's probably not a good idea to eat anymore. Feeling full and happy and tired, you swing your legs up onto the couch and you lay your head back on the pillow. As you close your eyes, you start to center yourself with your breath, taking long, deep breaths in and out. And with each one, you start to sink down deeper and deeper into the couch, letting go of any tension in your arms, your legs, your shoulders, or your neck. And then, allowing your mind to drift off to dreams of new things and new adventures to come. Good night, everyone.